Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tzadik Talad. Hope you can see. we are on. Yeah, that's okay. We are on Tzadik Gimel Avad Beis, right? By the Gemara. So the Mishnah. Sorry? By the Gemara. We did the Mishnah yesterday. So the Mishnah had said that one wolf that comes and attacks the flock is not considered an ones. We have a steer of Atani, but in a brisa, Zevecha Ones. Just a clear steer. One Zev, one wolf is an Ones. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Nachman Yitzchak answers, Hahi Bishas Mishlacha Zevim, Rabbi Yehudahi. We're talking about that case where, I guess, the wolves are prevalent. They're hungry, they're something. The wolves are going everywhere, and the one wolf is more brazen at that time, the Rabbi Yehudahi. And that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that even in this time, when it's Bishas Mishlacha Zevim, even one Zev is considered an Ones, because now he's more brazen, and the Shomer wouldn't be able to protect the flock from it. The Mishnah continued, Halistim Hareza Ones. If you had Listim, armed bandits, that's an Ones. Maris Amai, why is that an Ones? Loki Gabra Hade Gabra, it's one against one. You know, protect them. One guy against one guy. So Amarav, Rav says, Belistim Izuyin. Now we're dealing with a case with that, he's armed. Whatever, so the guy comes to you with a, not working? No. The guy comes to you with a gun, and you don't have a gun, you know, then he's got the advantage. Ibai Luhu, so we have a suffix in the yeshiva. Listin Mizuyin Viroi Mizuyin Maho. Let's say you have an armed robber and an armed shepherd. He's protecting himself. Maho, what do we say? Armin Oki Gabra Lahade Gabra? Do we say.
I turned it to medium. You put it to low?
What?
I turned it to medium before.
It's too cold.
Okay. So, Armin Oki Gabra Lahade Gabra? Do we say one against one? Because it's an armed guy against an armed guy. O Dilma, Hai Masanavshe, Hai Lo Masanavshe. Maybe say, now, the Listin, he's going to go, he'll put his life on the line. The shepherd who's a shomer, he's not taught his own stuff. He's gonna put his life. So what? He's armed. Maybe just to scare somebody off. But the guy is really coming after him. Is he gonna lay down his life for this? No. Gemara says, "Mustabro, the high maser nafshay, the high low maser nafshay." It makes us to say that the listim is gonna be moser nefesh, but the roa is not gonna be no moser nefesh, and therefore the shomer is not chayev to fight the armed robber. And I guess that would be considered an onus, and he would be putter. I guess unless he's a shoal. Shoal, he would be chayav still. Okay. So, Amrlei Abaye El Rava. Abaye says to Rava, Ashkecha Roa. Let's say the Roa finds the listim. And he kind of, he's trying to scare the bandit off by telling him all these things, all the protections that we have in order. But basically what he does is he gives away the farm. He tells him all the strategic information. Amrlei Abaye El Rava. Ashkecha Roa. Amrlei Gavra Sarna. Bedukta Plani Asvinan. Yo, Ganav, you should know, we're sitting in this place. Right? Kach v'kach gabri ikibah adonam. We have this amount of people. Kach v'kach kavu ikibah adonam. We have this amount of dogs. Kach v'kach zukta psikulon. We have this amount of, I think it's archers. I don't know how to translate it. People, somebody, what does he say?
Slingmen.
Okay. Oh, so it's slingshots as opposed to archers. Okay. So v'azo b'shaka minei mai. So the listen takes this information and goes grabs and they go grab the stuff. Mai, what's the din? So Amar Lei said, "Harei holchim the makom gedude chayv alistim." So that says, Rava says, that says if the shomer took all the animals and brought them directly to the listim, that's not considered an onus. That's a pshia, and he's chayv to pay. And it's even if the kavanah of the shomer was latova. The Maharik says that he wants to scare off the listim and to send them away from the eid. Nevertheless, he's chayv. It's the Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Chaf Hey. But the Tzos is die from the Ma'arik, that's dafka by a Shomer Sachar, but a Shomer Chinam, if he was had Kavan Latova to scare him off, then he would be put there. Okay. Now the Mishnah, since I don't see what I talk about, why the Gemara at the end of the seventh parak starts talking about the Shomerim. And
did
you find anything?
No.
It's weird. This is like, I mean, I guess if in yeshivas, you should start the eighth parak here. It just doesn't... Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to continue with Dine Shomrim, and basically the Kiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the Torah sets up the Dinam of Shomrim, Shomsachar, so you can set up the relationship any way you want, pretty much. So the Gemara says, Master Shomrim Yos Potter Mishua. Shomrim can make a Tanai that I'll watch everything, and if something happens, not only my Potter, I'm Potter Shua. Because we say Shomrim is Potter, he has to take a Shua. Actually, he says take three Shuas. So he can make a Tanai that I'm going to be Potter, I don't take a Shua if I make this claim. And also, Vishoel Yos Potter Milishalim. A Shoel can make a Tanai. Listen, I'm going to borrow this from you, but I'm not going to be Chayev on Otsim or Gnei Veda. I'm not going to be Chayev. I guess the question is whether Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai that he's putter from Pshia. It's a major machlokas for Shomer, whether Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai that he's putter from Pshia. So there's a Rabbeinu Yohanan in the Shita Megubetzes and the Meiri, they say that it's not Matzah, you can't do that. But there's a Gosha Shri that quotes the Rav Baruch Mi Regensburg, must be a Rishon, right, who says that the Mishnah doesn't say that Shomer Chinam can make a Tanai to be putter from Pshia because you can't make that Tanai. Because he said basically, if I make a Tanai that I'm putter from Pshia, the other guy's an idiot for taking on that. What are you hiring him for? Basically, you're hiring a mazik. He can do whatever he wants to it. So it's not possible. Okay. So master shomachin yos patur mishua v'chein show yos patur mishalim and osi sacher v'asocher the yos patur mishua. There's an onus. They don't have to take a shua. I don't want to say about. It's probably also my Geneva Veda that would be Pater. Umi Lishalim. Oh, a Nosachar can make a Tanai that he would be Pater from a Shvua if it's an Ones, because normally he would be Pater there, and he also doesn't take a Shvua, and they make the Tanai that they wouldn't have to pay if it comes to Geneva Veda. And then, this now seems to be a steerer to the first part of the Mishnah. It says, Kol Hamasne Amashu Kosova Torah, Tno Batal. If you make a Tanai in order to be Mevatel, a Din of the Torah, the Tanai is not Chal, but the Maisa is Chal. We say the Tanai goes away. So the question is, why? I mean, the whole thing is, if you make a Tanai, and the Tanai is Batal, why does the underlying idea still, I make a Tanai to do X, but if I do Y, but Y is Asa Min HaTorah, so now I still have to do X. I made a Tanai, I shouldn't be a Chayav at all. So, the thing is, the Tosus and Ksubas, the thing we did there, is that basically Tanai doesn't work at all. Tanai is a Chiddush. Why should you make a Tanai? You take a Maisa and you say, so if the Chiddush is the Tanai, so if the Chiddush falls away, then you're still set with the baseline din of the actual activity. So call Master Masha Kosovo Torah, Tanai Batal. The Chol Tanai Shiyesh Maisa B'Tchilasho Tanai Batal. You have to make the Tanai that the Tanai is, you have to make the Tanai first. You have to say, if it rains, then X. You can't say X if it rains. You have to put the Tanai in the beginning of the statement. Right? The Chol She'efsar lo l'kayim o'besofo, the Hisnei mo b'tchilasho Tanai called Kayim. And only if the Tanai is possible is the Tanai Kayim. Basically, you can't make a Tanai, and we'll see this in Machlokes, you can't make a Tanai that, if I walk on the clouds, then you're married to me. It's not possible. So only if Efshal Kayam over Sopo, the end, the Hisne Mitchiloso, then Tanai Kayam. Okay. So Gemara says, Vamai, why is the Shomer Chin, are the Shomerim allowed to make a Tanai, like the Shomer Chin, I'm saying it's Patrim Shvua. The Torah says, Chai Vishvua. So he goes, Master Mashkos of a Torah, who behold Master Mashkos of a Torah, Tanai Botel. How can you make a Tanai against what the Torah says? The Torah says, Shomer Chin has to take a Shvua. Torah says a Shomer Sachar is Chayav for Gneva Veda. How can you set up the relationship that goes against the Torah? So Gemara says, Hi Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar B'davar Shabbat Momon Tanai Kayam. He goes, no, the only time that you say that you can't be Masna Moshkar Shabbat Torah is only by Yisurin. But by Momon, you can make a Tanai by Momon or anything, any way you want. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that says, Omer Leisha, someone says to his potential wife, Hare at Mikudeshas Li Amanash Ein Lich Alai She'er Ksus Ona. You'll be mekudeshes to me on condition that I'm not chayav to feed you, clothe you, or to have ona with you. Harezo mekudeshes no batel. The Tanakhama says she's mekudeshes, but the Tanai is batel, and he's mechuyav in all these three things. Divrei Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda Omer davar shebemamon tanoi kayam. By davar shebemamon tanoi kayam. So the Tanai is definitely kayam when it comes to sharing ksus, because that's monetary obligations. So machlokus where the ona is considered a davar shebemamon or not. But let's just go with the Rav Rishonim to say that its owner is not davar shel mamon. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be married. You just wouldn't. You would. The tanai would be kind that you wouldn't have to support her with clothing or food, share ksus. But you would be mechayev for ona. So the saying in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, wait, umi matzis mok. It makes no sense to say that right away. Umi matzis mok was like Rabbi Yehuda. Ema sefer kol master mash kasa b'torah. It's no bottle. Our Mishnah says, Kol Mashin, Mishnah is exactly like Rav Meir. So how can you tell me it's like Rav Yehuda, and therefore Tanai is Kayam? The Mishnah says, Kol Mashin, anyone who makes a Tanai against the Torah, the Tanai is Batal. So Gemara says, not Asan L'Rabbi, sorry. So Asan L'Rabbi Meir, right? And Halokasha, oh sorry, it says, Kol Hamas, the Mashkasha Torah, Tanai Batal, and Asan L'Rabbi Meir. We just established that that's the Shita of Rav Meir. So he says, no, halokasha la'olam Rabbi Yehudahi. Really, the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Yehuda, the seifa, and the seifa is b'davar she'eino shel mamon. We're talking about davar that's not something that's not mamon. But davar that is mamon, you can make a t'nai. And all these dinim of shomrim are monetary issues, so you can make the t'nai any way you want. Gemara says, no, ema seifa, look at the seifa. The seifa says, kol t'nai, she'yishbo maise b'tchiloso t'nal vato. If the maise comes before the t'nai is vato. So who holds that? Man shamas lady isli haisvara, that's Rav Meir. That's only Rav Meir. The Sanya Abba Chalafta Ishkvar Chananya Amr Mishum Rav Meir. Tonight called him the Maisa. Hareza tonight. Maisa called him tonight. Ain't no tonight. So the mission is clearly like Rav Meir. How are you establishing a mission like Rav Yehuda? Right? How can you establish a mission like Rav Yehuda? So Elo Kula Rav Meir he. The whole mission is like Rav Meir. So if the mission is like Rav Meir, who holds that you're not allowed to be master in Mashiach Kosovo Torah, even by Mamonos. So how come by the Shomrim you can make this tonight to change the dinim? So he says Dimi Kara Lo Shabin Napshe. From the beginning, when he takes on the pikadon, he wasn't mishabin his guf to be a shomer only in this way. Basically, what does that mean? So Rav Schechter in the Ginos Egos explains that basically, and I remember when I was in Rav Torsky's share, is that he says that somehow, if you have to be mashed with this, but he explains that the dinim of shomrim are basically the baseline rules. When it comes, there's a default, that you can make the deal any way you want. If you don't make the deal, if you don't say anything, then the Torah kicks in. But really, up you din, Shomrim can do any way they want. Only if the contract is silent, these are the de facto rules. That's what he says. Meikara lo shabin nashe. It's a special din when it comes to Shomrim of how you can go about and set up that relationship. You can set up the relationship any way you want. If you don't set up anything, then. If you don't set up anything, then that's the Torah rules come in. But that's only one way. I think in the notes over here, he has like four or five ways to answer. The Ritva says that because when the Torah doesn't mention it in Lashon Isser and Chayiv, then you can make the Tanai. In other words, it never says that it never lists the Chiyuvim of the Shomrim, the Lashon Isser and Chayiv. It just says that this is what it is. Like by Onah, it says Al Tonu, right? You're not allowed to take Onah. So you can't make a t'nai now to move out to that. Because it's an issur to do so. There's no issur when it comes to Shomrim, the Ritva says. Okay, there are other answers, as well. So the Gemara says, Gemara brings a brisa that adds on to our dinner mission. Tana umas neshomer sachar lios kishoel. A shomer sachar can make a t'nai to be chayiv and onsim just like a shoel. How is he making himself chayiv? What kinyan did he make to accept upon this obligation? B'mai bidvarim. It's only bidvarim. How does that work? So the Gemara answers: Amar Shmuel b'shekanu miyado. He made some sort of kinyan sudar to make you chayiv with this obligation. Rav Yochan Amar filu tamei b'shalokanu miyado. You don't have to make a kinyan. By he hanad the kanafik like kala the inish mehemnu hu kamir mushabin nashe. Just by the hana that the word goes out that the Baal now entrusts me, so that's it's good advertising. You know, with good advertising, that's enough an advertiser goes down on the balance sheet. You know, there's a real monetary value to that. And with that hana, he's mishabin nashe, and he doesn't have to make an actual kinyan. The Mishnah then says, "Bechol she'efshalo l'kaimo b'sofo t'nal kayim." Only if it's possible to for the tonight to be a to be done, is it a good t'nai? Amar Tavla, Amar Rab, Zo Dibri Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema. This is the words of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema. And they say, Apa Pisha Yishal L'Kayim B'Sofo. Even if the t'nai is impossible, the Hisne Elav Mitchilaso T'no Kayim. And you make the t'nai is Kayim, and therefore, if the t'nai is not Miskayim, then the Maisa is Batal. There's no Maisa. Disanya, we have a Brisa that says, Hareze Giteich Aminashe Tal L'Rakia. This is your get on condition that I or you go up to the heavens. Amenasha tear you to home. You go down all the way to the bottom. Amenasha tivli'i konish al me'amad. That you swallow a reed that's 100 amos long, I guess. Amenasha tabriya yamagadal b'raglaich. On condition that you walk across the Mediterranean Sea on you walk across it. Niskayim atanai. If the tanai is niskayim, harei is a get. Then it's a good get. Lo niskayim atanai, ain't a get. But the tanai is not niskayim. Basically, this is not a get. But we don't say that the tanai falls away and the maisa happens. When we say the tanai is batel, that means the maisa happens. Here we're saying you have to do the tanai. If there's no tanai, there's no get. No, because that's the tanai is batel.
What's the difference? What's the
chilul? What do you mean?
I make
There's no chiluk. Exactly. There's no chiluk. The condition. Right. That's masa masha pasuk b'Torah. So if you according to that man d'amar, right. If your tanai is batal, that means the tanai falls away, and the maisa still exists. So if you according to the man d'amar that masa masha pasuk b'Torah, the tanai is batal, the maisa still exists. Here we're saying it's not masa masha pasuk b'Torah. It's just an impossibility. So the tanai is not batal. So the maisa is not mekayim yet anyway, according to the rabbanan. Harayza get lonis kaim atnai inu get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Cheskolek, like we saw before, and he says Chazek get. In this case, exactly what you're saying. This is a get. Why? The tanai is bottle because it's impossible. If the tanai falls away, then the maisa exists, and therefore the get. Klala Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Kol Shei Evshar Lo Lekayim B'Sofo B'Hisan Lamitchaloso Ena Elakim Apliga B'Kasher. If you make this impossible type of tanai, all right, it's the kavana is only to. He's only to mitzar her, basically. And therefore it's kosher. We say the get is a valid get, even if you're not miskayim the tanai. And number of Nachman and Rav, we'll just repeat what we learned already. Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, that if it's impossible, if it's impossible, then the tanai is batal and the mice is miskayim. And number of Nachman Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Daika, our Mishnah is a deity to show that the Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, the Katani, because our Mishnah said, Kosher Epsilon Kayim Sofo, the Hissin Labitulaso, Tino'o Kayim, the tanai is Kayim, but ha, the deity is, E Epsilon Kayim Tino'o Batal. If it's impossible to miskayim it, then, and this is how we learned the Mishnah to begin with, then the tanai is batal. Shmamina, that we have passed in like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Okay? Hadron Allah Chasokhas Apolim, Hadron Allah Chasokhas Apolim, Hadron Allah Chasokhas Apolim. Now we continue with Hasholem. Okay, so the first thing we're going to learn is the Menachem mentioned to me yesterday, but it's where the two, Shoal Eschayiv and everything, except for two cases. Two cases, Shoal Eschayiv, number one is Mesa Machas Malacha, and number two is Baal of Imo. The Mishnah talks about the case of Baal of Imo, which means, according to the Mishnah now, it means that the owner of the item you are borrowing was employed by you or working for you at the time you borrowed the item. The Gemara later on is going to change that. It says at the time there was a chiyuv. But right now the Mishnah says one way. So that's the... That we're going to... No, he has to be in your employ. Not that he's just standing there. He has to be working for you. We see the Gemara is going to change... Not change. The Gemara is going to explain what the halacha is. I think the halacha is that if the shoel... I think we passed if the owner is employed by you at the time that the maisa onus or the maisa chiyuv took place, you're pater. Now, major machlokas is what the reason is. Everyone tries to give a reason as to why Baal of Imo is pater. So, I'll just quote a few. The Sefer Chinuch says the reason basically is because the Baal, with the Baal Imo, then the Baal's there, he can watch it. So basically, there's no shmir relationship there. The Ralbag, alright, Gersonides, he says that the reason is that it's impossible to have one person be, you can't have the Noheg and the Manheg in the same situation. I can't be Mechuyev to you and you be Mechuyev to me. I'm borrowing your item and you're working for me. It's too confusing and therefore one of them falls away and it falls away with the fact that I'm not watching, I'm not Chayev for your items. Okay, let's read the Mishnah, we'll talk about it a little more. It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. This is tomorrow's daf. It's a machlokas even for Pshia. What's the Sunday? You could. I think it's based on the chakira that a lot of the Yechonim bring, and the Birchas Shmuel and Baruch Bar brings that also. Is what does it mean that Baal Avimo is Potter? Does it mean that just a Ptor and Tashlumen? There's still Chiyuve Shmira, just have a Ptor and Tashlumen, so then maybe by Pshia you'd still be Chayev. Or does it mean that there's no Dini Shmira anymore? There's no Dini Shmira. So if you're Poshea, what does that mean? If you say Poshea is Kamazik, then maybe you're Chayev Mazik. If Poshea is not Kamazik, maybe you're not Chayev. Okay, Hashoel es hapara. Someone borrows a cow from his friend. B'shoel u shoel ba'alei ima, and you borrowed the owner with it. I mean, asked the owner to do work for me at the same time. O sachar ba'alei ima, or I hired the owner, and the same thing. Shoel ba'alim o scharon, or if you took the you borrowed or you rented that or you hired the owner. The achar kach shoel es hapara, and then you borrowed the cow. The mesa, and it dies. Mesa machlas malach. It dies. I guess maybe this is not Mesa Machas Malach, this is it dies in a regular way. It's an onus, right? Or even if it was stolen or it was lost. Putter. Your putter. Shana Myers. The Pasuk says, Ibal of Imo lo yishalem. The full Pasuk is, Kibchi yishal ishma imareyo benishma omeis, Ibal of Imo lo yishalem. You see that if at the Shasha Eila, the Balei HaChefetz, right, if the Shasha the Sheila, the owner is working for you in a capacity, then then the shoal is putter. Right? The whole thing about an onus is a machlokas. The Rambam, Paskins and Schiras, Perak Aleph Alocha Gimel, and Mishael Pekadon, Perak Beis Alocha Aleph, that even by Pshia you would be putter. So have to run that shita. So again, we mentioned the Chakir before. What the din is by Baal of Ima. What the lamdus is behind it. So Baruch Be'er brings down that it's not Kamin, it's a machlokas in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that has a machlokas is whether or not you would still have, we still have the chi of Shvua. You say Baal Bimo, you know, maybe you have to take a Shvua that it died the Gneva Baveda. So if you say that the din is that it's just a Petur Tashlumin, it's only a Petur Tashlumin, it's not a Petur in all the chi, you still have a chi of Shmira, so Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachem, we still have to take the Shvua. But if you say that, it just basically, it removes the whole concept of Shmira, but there's no Shmira, there's no Shvua. Okay, that's the Rav Balfour has talks about it in Bava Kamma Simon Lamed Beis. I'm not sure. I think it's tomorrow's off. I think he just has to be employed by you, that he's working for you. I think it just doesn't have to be there. There's a whole, they bring down a whole case of where someone's house sitting in exchange for you borrowing their car, and then your car gets stolen. It's the fact that they're in your house now potter you from the obligation to pay back the car. If the car was stolen in Dimshia, obviously, if it was left the keys in the car or something like that, you have to go through a whole thing of how it works by car codes. But that's it doesn't have to necessarily be there at the same time. Okay, Abel, the minister continues. Abel Shaul es Apara v'Yachakach Shaul es Bailim Oscharon. If they didn't do it, first you borrowed and then you rented, not at the same time, right? The Mesa Chayav, then you have Chayav Shenemar. The pasuk continues. Baal of Enimo Shalom Yishalim. It has to be that according to the mission here, it has to be that Peshash Hasheva that the owner is working for you. I think we changed that. I think it's tomorrow's daf. They talk about it at the end of tomorrow's daf on Sadi Hamad Beis. Okay, the Gemara says, Ni the Katani Seifa the Acher Kach Shaul Sapara Michlal Dereish the Katani Ima Ima Mamash. It says the Seifa says the Acher Kach Shaul, then you're Chayev. Therefore, the ratio when it says Bal Ima must mean at the exact same time. But basically, the Gemara is asked, how can you do it at the exact same time? They're two different kinyanim when it comes to people, when it comes to the items, right? The Gemara says Ima Ima Mamash Ima Mamash Mishkachsle. How is that possible? Para b'mashicha. You borrow the cow, you have to do a kinyan, it's a kinyan mashicha, right? Bailim b'amira. And bailim, you don't have to do that kinyan, you have to talk to them, you have to say something to them. I'm saying, you could be pulling it and speaking to them at the same time. But maybe there's two separate actions that take place. How can it be, the mission seems to imply that it has to be the exact same time, how can it be at the exact same time? There are two separate, two different actions that have to take place. So the Gemara gives two answers. Ibais ema, if you go on the kaima para b'chatzer de shoel, maybe you could say that the para is already in the chatzer of the borrower, right? The lo mixer mashicha, and then there's no need for mashicha because you can just say the bala par can say ani uparashi shulumacha. I and my cow are now, you know, you're now borrowing both of us. I'm working for you and you're using my cow because then it happens automatically at the same time. The bala with the amira and the king chutzner takes place right at that time. Therefore, they take place at the osur shah. Ibai same, or we can say the armalei at gufach lo tishoel ad shas mashicha paraska. They say, I'll hire you, and I say, your employment only begins at the time I do Mashiach on the cow. And therefore, when I do the Mashiach, the employment takes place, it happens at the same time, and then you have the tour of Baal of Imo. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Now we're going to go through actually where we learn out all these dinim that we all know about the Shomrim. Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, which was the Mishnah we learned yesterday. Arba Shomrim. There are four Shomrim. Number one, Shomer Chidim. Number two, Shoel. Number three, Nosa Sachar. Number four, Socher. Shomer Chinam Nishba Al Kol. Shomer Chinam is putter for everything except for Poshea when he takes a Shua. That's his din. Vashol Mashalim is a Kol. And Shol has to pay for everything, even if he's Poshea, except for the two cases that he's putter, Mesim Lachas Malacha and Balam Imo. Noshe Sachar Vahasocher, the renter and the hired guardsman, Nishboin Al Shvura, if the item breaks, if the Al Shvua, if the item is taken captive, Bala Mesa, or if it dies, then they can take a shvua and be potter. They claim this, take a shvua, they're potter. Umishalamim es ha'evedev as agneda. But if it gets lost, or if they claim it's lost or got stolen, they have to pay for it. There's no ptur v'shua. That's the difference between shomer chinam and shomer sachar, is gneva v'aveda. So Gemara asks, fine, minahani mili, how do we know that these are the dinim? The Tana Rabbana, and we learned in the Braisa, parsha rishon nemar b'shomer chinam, shni b'shomer sachar, shlish b'shoel. There are three parshios that deal with the shomrim. The first parsha is Shmos Chavbeis Pasuk Vav to Zayin. It says, "Kitein Isha Re'eyu Kesef O'Kelim Lishmor V'Guna Mibeis Ha'Ish Benikra balabais elokim imloshel achilam leches reyu. So you see from here that shvua patters you on a tainus gneva. So Gemara is going to say that's a shomer chinam. The second pasuk is over there in Tester Yud Aleph. It's chi yitin isha reyu chamo rasho rose alcho behemul shmo meiso nishpa nishpa ein roa shvua shesem tia beneyem imloshel achyad the meleches reyu. The im ganov, you ganov me imo, you shalom the baal. There it says you have to pay if there's ganeva. So we're going to say that that's a shomer sachar. And the next case is clear. The third one is in chav bezud gimel chi yishal ish me imreeyu v'nishbar umes. Then you have and the baal of ein imo shalom yishalom. Then you have to pay even if it's an onus. So those are the three things. The Gemara is going to say first parsha is shomer chinam, second parsha is shomer sachar, third parsha is clear that's a shol because it says chi yishal. So it's basically the first two parshas. First parsha says you're potter for Gneva, second parsha says you're chai for Gneva. So how do we know which one is Shomer Chinam and which one is Shomer Sachar? So Bishlama, Shlishis B'Shoel, it's clear that the third parsha is dealing with the Shoel, because Befurs, it says it clearly. Ki Yishal Ish Mimareyu, V'Nishbar Omeis, Balav Imo, Shalom Yishalim. It says if you borrow it and it dies or it maces, you have to pay. You have to pay for an onus. That's a Shoel. Rishona B'Shomer Chinam, V'Shniya B'Shomer Sachar. How do you know that that's the din? Maybe I can flip it around and say the first part is Shomer Sachar, the second part is Shomer Chinam. She said, no, Mistabra b'Shomer Sachar she can't chay b'Gneva v'Aveda. And it's the Svara to tell me that a Shomer Sachar is chay in more instances than a Shomer Chinam because he's getting paid. So he would take on more obligations if he's getting paid. So the Gemara has a Havamim to say, Adrav. No, maybe we can say Lehefech, that there's a Chumrah by Shomer Chinam. The hope we're saying is it's a chumrah by Shomer Sachar because he gets paid. Maybe we can find it's a chumrah by Shomer Chinam, and because it's a chumrah by Shomer Chinam, we say he's chayav v'gneva v'aveda. What's that chumrah? Adarav, Rishona b'Shomer Sachar, Shekein Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. Sorry, there's a chumrah in the first parsha, as opposed to the second parsha. The chumrah in the first parsha would be is that you have to pay Kefel for towing Tainas Ganav. Because if you're not obligated to pay for Gneva, the din of Tomei Tainas Ganav is, if I claim Gneva, and I swear that it's stolen, and I find it, and it's found in my possession, I have to pay Kefel. So the second parsha, which says I'm chayiv for Gneva, so there is no Tomei Tainas Ganav, because I'm chayiv if I say it's stolen. The first parsha, if I say that it's Gneva, there's a possibility of me playing Kefel. So there's a chumrah in the first parsha. So maybe say the chlad applies, maybe the shomer sachar. Okay, fine. You're right. So, it's just an outgrowth of the din. It may not be a chumrah. Okay, so adarava. Rishonu b'shomer sachar shekein mishalim tashlumi kefil b'tomei tainas ganav. So Gemara says now afilu hachi nevertheless karna below shvua adifa mikfilu b'shvua. Paying keren without a shvua is more chomer than paying kefil with a shvua. I mean the fact that you have to pay keren right away without having to take a shvua, that's more chomer than it, if it comes out that you take a shvua. And I think it's what we're saying also is that it's just an outgrowth. It's not the actual. It's the, what? Right, but it only applies because the kula is that your putter, you don't have to pay is that your putter can be veda. So the Gemara is going to prove that karna v'lo shvua is a deepa mikvele v'shvua. You can prove that from a shoel. Teda the ha shoel. You have the case of a shoel. What's the case of a shoel? Kol hanar shelo. He gets all the benefits. He's not paying for the item. He gets all the benefit, and nevertheless, eino mishalem ela karen. He only pays karen. He never pays Tomei Tainas Ganav because he's chayav for Gneva Veda. You see, by a Shoel, that Kol Hanar Shelo, you see that paying Keren without a Shvua is more chomer than paying Kefil that comes after a Shvua Sheker. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, wait a second. The Chi Shoel, is it really true by the case of a Shoel that Kol Hanar Shelo, that all the benefit belongs to him? V'havoy Mizone, if it's an animal, I guess he gave away the answer. If it's an animal, he has to feed him. So the Gemara answers the kaima of the agam. Now you know the case he's in a special ecosystem where he's fed. You know he's by the lake. He can eat by himself. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about feeding him. I have a high bite in the tira. You have to watch it. You have to guard it so it doesn't do any damage. So the Gemara says binatar mata. We're dealing with there's some. I guess the case is that there is a sort of a guardsman. There's some sort of guardsman that watches all the local animals. You know, you put them in the pen, so to speak, and you don't have to pay anything. It's just done. It's part of the municipal benefits that you have. Okay, therefore he's not mafsid because he doesn't have to take any hotzos on this because it's already there for him. The ibai is same, or you can say lo tame one answer. Lo tamo kohana shalo. You don't want to make these okimtos. You can say that when we say kohana shalo, it doesn't mean all the benefit is his. Ela ema rov hana shalo. Most of the benefit belongs to him, and that's why he's pater. Or you can say b'she'elus kalim. Now we're dealing with, when we say kohana shalo, that the shoal is called, that's b'she'elus kalim. That's if he borrows utensils. So if he borrows utensils, kohana shalo, that's why he's chayev. So just like you had that by utensils, so you bring the din across all, to the behemoth. Even though it's not kol nashalo by the behemoth, it still applies, because we say that lo plug once you have a case of kol nashalo. So, there's a, find this, the interesting ran. We said by a shomer, by the shoel, it's kol hanashalo, and therefore he's chai by onsim. What happens if someone borrows sparim? Someone borrows my sefer. So now the lender is doing a mitzvah. It's not kol nashalo to the borrower. Because the lender's doing a mitzvah, and you have what? You have proof to the Rav Yosef. Now, Yosef permits a pater mitzvah. So I do get some benefit out of it. So there's a Ran in a tshuva who says that Shoel Sefer is pater me'onsin. Because it's no longer kolonar shalo, because the lender has a mitzvah by giving over the Sefer, and therefore he's pater, and he did a proof to the Rav Yosef, because it's also a pater mitzvah. But and the Shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simenai and Beis, Kot Nechav Tes, brings it to Halacha. But there are those who are docha the Ran based on a rush. The Russian Sukkah, Paragimel Simon Lamed, says that if someone borrows an Esrog, he's chayav ba'onsin. But why? Lending an Esrog is also a mitzvah. Right? So he says, even though the Mashal is doing a mitzvah, nevertheless, the Shoel is chayav ba'onsin. I think the answer is really clear, because we say the Putin Rav Yosef only applies. So one of the answers was that we said the Putin Rav Yosef only applies if you actually osik in the mitzvah at the time. Right? But here, I led you to say, that was the mitzvah. Now there's no longer the mitzvah. The Rav would hold, like we said, other Rishonim say that no. Once you have the Osif mitzvah, Pater mitzvah at the beginning, it shoots across to the rest of the time period. Okay, so maybe an issue. It may be so if you lend someone a sefer and they destroy the sefer, then the machlokas is poskim. Remember, Rav Akiva once in one of the shiur, there's a machlokas in Shulchan Aruch, then you can't be motzi mamon. Because the other guy can say, I hold like that shita, and the beis din won't be able to be motzi mamon. So if you lend someone a sefer and something happens to it, I guess he doesn't have to pay back. But he said that once, right? I remember that was a big deal. There was a big tumult on that. In that. Okay. Next case. Noses Sachar Rasochar, the hired watchman and the renter, Nishboyin al Hashvura vi al Hashvuya vi al Mesa, Umushal Mesaveda Vesagneva, the Chayef for Gneva Veda. So Gemara says, Bishnamot, the Chayef for Gneva, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, and we established this Pasuk Yishomer Sachar, it says, Im Gonov, Yigonev, Me'imo Yishon Labalav. If it's stolen, you have to pay. Right? Ela Aveda Minolan, how do we know this Chayef to pay if it's lost? Aveda may be more of an owner situation. So the Sanya, because the Brisa says, Im Gonov Yigonev, Ainli Ela Gneva, Aveda Minayin, Tamad Lomar im ganav yiganav. It says it twice. Mikol makom. And ganav yiganav means any time that you cannot return the item because it's no longer with you. Okay, that's how you learn it. The double lashon of ganav yiganav. So han yichal amanda amar lower meaning the betrothal lashon mayadam. That's fine. And the end according to the amanda amar says the Torah doesn't speak the way people speak. But sometimes people speak with a double lashon. So if people speak, the Torah speaks derech bnei adam. The ganav yiganav is this regular speaking way you can't learn from the kfeilus halashon. Right? El Lamad Amar Armina Dibber Torah Kloshon Neyada Ma'ikla Meimar. What's he supposed to say? How does he learn out of Veda? So Amri Bimarava Zikaba Chomer. Uma Gneva Shakroba La Ones. Gneva, which is Karav La Ones, because I guess you could have protected him more. Mishalim. Aveda, which is Krova La Pshia, losing something, which is more closely linked to Pshia. Shaking your head, I guess you agree to that svara. Lo kol shekein. It's lo kol shekein. Aye, so if we have a kala chomer, why does the other guy have to learn it out from the kfeilus halashon? Idach, not milsa da asya, the kala chomer, tarp kas lakra. Sometimes something that can be learned out by kala chomer, the Torah nevertheless goes ahead and says it as a kala chomer. Bnei Yisachar says, well, why? Yeah, I'm quoting Bnei Yisachar. Why? Why is that the case? He says because Kavachom is of all the Yukim Midos, Kavachom is the only one that you can use Seichel Anoshi. You can have your own logic for it. Dabra Lam Minyan Adom Yisofa, all the Binyanav, all these things. That's just rules. Kavachom, you can have your own intellect. So the Torah comes and every now and then it says you have a Kavachom. It's still written in the pasuk to let you know that it's Mifina Torah. That's not necessarily your own. Okay. He quotes in the notes, like I say. Okay. So, next. The Gemara talks now about the chiyuv of a shoel. The hashoel mishalem as a kol. The shoel has to pay for everything. Anything that happens, he has to pay. Ones, he still has to pay. So bishlam ashvuru mesa. Fine, if it breaks or if it dies, I understand why the shul has to pay. The pasuk says, chiyishal ishma imreyehu ben nishbaro mes. It breaks or it dies, you have to pay. Elashvuya bishol el minole. How do we know the thing is taken captive? If it's if it's kidnapped, the animal's kidnapped. I don't know, maybe that's stolen. Isn't shvuya the same thing as stolen? You can say a kavah chomer if the shomer suffers chayev, so too the shul will be chayev. I don't know. El shvur b'shol minolon. How do we know that you're still chayiv? V'chi tema neil shvur u'mesa. Learn it out from shvur u'mesa. You say we can't do that. My the shvur u'mesa shekein unso the salak adaitahu. These are things that a person has on that. It's possible. You think when you borrow something, it may break or it may die. But toma b'shvur shekein unso the salak adaitahu. I didn't have a mind that when I borrowed something, the guy's gonna come and commandeer it for me. So maybe I didn't take that obligation. So ella nemer shvur u'mesa b'shol. Oh, here it is. A nemer shvu umesa b'shomer sachar. Ma lahalo and shvu imo. Just like over there, shvu is imo, because it says, by shomer sachar, it says, umesa unishbo unishbo ein roe. At kan, so too by the shoel, shvu imo. The shvu is with it. So, no, you can mefrach, you can say that, no, ma lashomer sachar shakein liftor. That pasuk, which mentions nishba by shomer sachar, is a pasuk that's pattering. Those are cases where the shomer sachar is patter. You can't learn. Just because nishba is included in the case of Ptur doesn't necessarily mean that nishba is included in the case of chiyuv. So you can't learn out one from the other. Ikal mefrach mala shomer sachar shekein liptor tomer b'shol shekein lechiyuv. So ella, rather we learn it out this way. Ella kir Rabbi Nassan. We learn like Rabbi Nassan. The sign Rabbi Nassan says Rabbi Nassan Omer. It says v'nishbar omes. There's an O. So we're going to learn the O. O l'rabu shvuya. O is l'rabu shvuya. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ha oi. This O is not a reboy. This O is miboyle lechalik. It always needed to separate to teach me that it can be either nishbar umes. It doesn't have to be both, right? So the sakadaik amina, you would have had a havin to say ad de mitabra umesel umechayev. Only if it breaks down and then dies, it would be chayev. Kamash malan, one or the other. That's why you have the O in there. So the O is not extra to teach me shvuya. So the Gemara says, "Hanichel Rabbi Yochanan, El Rav Oshia Ma'ikel Amemer." This is—it's fine for Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not fine for Rav Oshia. What does that mean? The Sanya. We have a Brisa. It's a Brisa in Sanhedrin. The pasuk says, "Ki ish asher yikolas obiv is imo mos yumas." Right. So it says, if you curse your mother or your father, there's a chiyah misa. Right. Ainly ella obiv imo. I only know that if I curse my mother and father at the same time. But obiv below imo below obiv minayin. How do I know that? Talmud Lomar the pasuk. Later on the pasuk it says obiv imo kilel. Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. The first part of the pasuk set puts the word Kilel next to the father. The end of the pasuk puts the word Kilel next to the mother. Curse either one. If you curse either one, you're chayev. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That's the din of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Mashma Shneim Ke'echad. Mashma Shneim Ke'echad, Umashma Echad B'tnei Atzmo, Atche Yifrak HaKosuv Yachtav. It's always going to be separate until the pasuk says Yachtav. You don't have to. If the pasuk says yachdav, then it's together. If it's not yachdav, Rabbi Yoshia doesn't hold of yachdav. So you see here that Rabbi Yoshia says that you can't learn it out unless it says yachdav. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, we need the O to separate it. So Gemara answers afilu tim Rabbi Yoshia lechalei kachal otzarich. Here you don't have to because my taima svaruhu. You don't even need the pasuk. It's a svara mali kat lekula mali kat lepalga. What's the difference whether I kill it a little bit or kill it a lot? Right? If it's broken or dies, what's the difference? The same thing. It's partially killed. It's not partially killed. Therefore, it's clearly separated. And therefore, the O can come ahead and teach me nishba. I'm going to stop here. But I just want to say one thing from the Slonim Rebbe. Today is the 9th Yahrzeit of Shalom Shalom Berezovsky. I have a little bit of shaychus to Slonim. So I want to say a quick word to Zecha Nishmas Shalom Berezovsky. We have Tisha B'Av coming up, and then we have Shabbos Nachamu. So it's Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomar, Lokechem. So Shlomo Rebbe asks, why is it that Shabbos Nachmu is connected to Parshas Veschanan? Parshas Veschanan has to deal with you have Kabbalah Satorah again in Parshas Veschanan. So says the Rebbe that exactly is the Nechama. The Nechama is that even after you go through the Bein HaMetzarim, even after you go through Tisha B'Av, and there's a Chorban Abayis, and we lost everything, there's still Kabbalah Satorah again. You fall down, you got destroyed, you should know that no matter what, if you pick up the Torah and you learn the Torah, then there is a nechama right there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rejects you completely. There's always the Torah there, and that's his main theory, is that that even if you do an Avera, you have to pick yourself up. There's no such thing as being being nidach, being pushed away. The Rebbe says that you have to pick yourself up. That's the nechama. And he brings down another pshat from the Saba Kodesh Milikovich. He says, Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yomar Elokeichem. Right? What happens is the nechama is that nevertheless Yomar Elokeichem, Hashem still says, I'm your God. Nachmu Nachmu, you should have comfort and know, I just destroyed the base of Migdash. I just destroyed everything that you have, but still, Yomar Elokeichem, the God still says to us, I'm your God. I'm still here for you. I'm still there with you. And you should have Nechama of knowing that if you put the two together, you should Nechama knowing, even after the Chorban Abayis, even after the Chorban, all these terrible things, you pick up and you learn some Torah, you recognize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is still Hashem, then you'll have the Nechama. Okay. Have a good day.